Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We said we get to this. Evan. Evan, what Evan got to do yesterday was awesome. And if you listen to the morning show, he did it with Mike Stone. And what they did was he got to play golf with one of his all-time favorite athletes. You got to play golf with Rip Hamilton.
It was great.
And this is one of those things. If you're playing golf with Rip Hamilton, I have a saying that I tell my kids. And this is, you don't want to come in hot. You don't want to come, oh, Rip, you were my favorite player from moment one, right?
Well, I didn't say that, but I definitely came in hot.
Did you come in hot?
Oh, yeah. Talking about shoes. And, I mean, he was wearing the Concord 11, so right away I was all over those.
So this was within minutes of meeting him, you came in hot.
Minutes. Seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes that irritates you, but you don't worry about irritating him or him going, oh my God, I got 18 holes with this guy.
Don't wear Concord 11s on the golf course and you won't be asked that question.
So it was just the three of the plane?
Yeah.
All right.
Rip's fault. Clearly he
Well, he forgot his golf clubs. So he's wearing tennis shoes on the golf course.
Mm-hmm. I wear tennis shoes on the golf course. I don't wear.
Why?
Because I don't like golf shoes.
Because he sports Concord 11s.
Yeah. Because the fight might break out on the golf course. You want tennis shoes instead of cleats?
Right. Well, that's the thing is I'm a calmer, gentler person, so I'm not going to fight in the golf course.
People don't know Concord 11s are Jordans, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So who shared the cart?
Stoney and him. I showed up last.
Okay.
So what's your number one story / takeaway from playing golf with Rip Hamilton?
Well, my questions were more shoe-based than they were actually basketball-related.
Evan's a sneakerhead, for those who don't know.
And since he, you know, is sponsored by Michael Jordan and has been since he was a player, you know, he played with him on the Wizards and everything. I had actually two of my favorite stories. One was that he has a room in his house, well, his guest house, that's 1,500 square foot just for his shoes.
Wow.
And then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of shoes.
Yeah. He has game worn Air Jordans and Shaq and Ray Allen and so on and so forth.
All his friends are good.
I go to him, I go, you want to know what my favorite Rip Hamilton story is? He goes, do I? I go, covering you, I go, you would have never seen me. I was just a little fly in the wall holding a microphone. But after every game, you would say, hey, let me get some socks. Let me get some socks.
Really?
And he just starts dying laughing. He goes, you want to know the story behind that? Is I would wear a new pair before every game, and then I'd get a new pair after every game. I go, oh, yeah, I watched because you were always, let me get some socks. He goes, as a rookie, I tried to do it. And they're like, no way, Rook.
Really?
You get, at the most, one pair of socks a game.
So when you're a veteran in the league, you can get two pairs of socks a
game. And he goes, growing up, I always loved those socks. They had the NBA logo on them. And if anybody knows about these socks, they're not cheap. They're probably $20 a pop. But they're so cool, right?
They're they got so comfortable, too.
And they got the NBA logo on them. They're everything. And growing up, that he always wanted them, and he said if he ever made it to the NBA, that's what he was going to do.
This is really interesting because I remember being in a Michigan locker room after a game, and the guy I remember really coming back for socks. Do you remember the All-American center, David Mulk?
Yep.
Yes. He was like, I need some more socks. And the equipment guys are like, again? Like, socks are a commodity in locker rooms.
That's the hotness. I also had to ask him, you know the infamous picture after they won the title where it's him, Chauncey, Ben, Rasheed, and Larry Brown with the Larry O'Brien trophy?
Yes.
I said, where was Tayshaun? I said, why'd you guys do him like that? He goes, it's funny that you ask because it wasn't anything deliberate. We couldn't find Tayshaun, and that's when they were doing the photos, and we were like, where's Tayshaun? Where's Tayshaun? They couldn't find him, and so that's why that photo was taken like that.
Really? Did you ever find out where Tayshaun was?
He was somewhere celebrating with somebody else. Because I always wondered, I'm like, why'd they do Tayshaun like that? Because you see that photo everywhere, and Tayshaun's just as valuable to that team as everybody else was. It was great, and he started to loosen up once he realized that I was harmless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are pretty harmless.
You are pretty harmless, but...
He belongs to a golf course. I don't know if I should be telling all this, but I don't really care. It's not like he's listening, and if he is, hi, Rip. He belongs to a golf course in Florida that has 22 billionaires that belong there.
Wow.
22.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that's not bad, huh?
Let's make some contacts there if you need to, right?
Yeah, and then last but not least, your boy won.
You beat Stoney and Rip.
Yep.
Was it close?
Rip didn't even have his clubs the first five holes, man.
It's not the clubs, it's the player, dude.
Okay. We'll take your clubs away.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'll remember that if I ever play.
Well, he played. He just didn't play with his own clubs, right? Yeah. He played with Reynolds.
Yeah, he played.
Well, man's like 6'7". What kind of clubs they give him?
That's true, yeah.
Callaways.
He's gonna need something with an extra inch or two, yeah.
His driver was the same length as mine.
Was it close?
Yeah, I only beat him by three.
Yeah, would you be who was in second place?
Rip.
Rip was? Yeah. Stoney way in the distance?
Stoney tore up the golf course.
Literally?
Literally?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
He got the golf cart stuck. just went through like a real
wet
patch and got it stuck. And, I mean, he tore it up. His whole shirt was covered in mud.
So he's got Rip Hamilton in his golf cart.
Yeah.
And he gets the golf cart stuck.
And I'm just standing there just dying laughing. And then Rip starts laughing at him hard.
I mean, there's a certain amount when you're with any celebrity of any kind, you always want to come across, at the very least, as not a doofus.
Right.
Yeah.
You love to come across as cool, but really you don't want to come across as a doofus. And Stoney got the golf cart stuck.
Does he still have a place here or no?
Stoney, yeah, he just lives.
Stoney lives in one of those mansions somewhere.
No, does Rip still have a place here?
You know, I didn't ask. I know he lives in Fort Lauderdale now.
My favorite Rip Hamilton story, and this is the thing, because obviously when the Pistons are in town and players are here all season long, and I think all year long, I thought Rip had a house like an Orchard Lake or something like that, but I wonder if other people have Rip Hamilton stories just seeing him out and about, because Rip is one of the coolest guys to talk to. That team was a great team to deal with. Like Chauncey, as you know, is one of my favorites because he was just a cool cat.
Hey, man.
Rip was cool as hell as well in a different way. My favorite Rip thing was going into the locker room after a game, talking to players. Rip's getting ready to leave. He's almost out the door, and he goes and grabs his jacket. And his jacket is a fur coat made of fox. And there's like six different fox heads that are on the coat.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable. It was such a display of opulence.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I'm like, that jacket, man, I think I was the last person to talk to him as he's walking. I go, that thing is sweet. He's like, he looks back, smiles, because you know it. It takes off to go out the door. I don't think he wore it that often, but that was an amazing.
I got a Rip Hamilton store where I'm completely like an idiot, but it was
did you get
like
a golf cart stock?
It was 2004, 2005, I think, and I was at Oakland Mall, went in to get some food real quick at the food court. It's right by the front of you park in the front entrance, the main entrance, and I walk in there, and I go in there, and it's I don't know if it's still there or not, but it's a steak and cheese place, and it was Charlie's or something like that, and I look over to my left, and I'm like, holy crap, Rip Hamilton, he was ordering steak and cheese, he was getting something to go, too. And I was with my girlfriend, who's a wife now at the time, Jackie. I'm like, oh my, man, it's Rip Hamilton over there. She's like, okay, she should say something. I go, all right. So I'm trying to think of something to say, and I turn and I go, hey, you're Rip Hamilton. Like an idiot. And he goes, he looks at me, smiles, goes, yep, gets his food and leaves. I'm like, damn it. That's all I said.
That is such an epic fail.
Oh, it was horrible. I turned to Jack, she goes, what was that? I go, I don't know.
I think that, okay, that's
I told
actually,
him who he was.
That's worse than when Jimmy, our boss, when we were leaving the Super Bowl, in Indianapolis, and I said to Jimmy, I go, you know, see the guy I have? He goes, yeah. I go, that's Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction. And he goes, it is? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, hey, Dave. And Dave turns around and goes, hey, man, what's up? Jimmy just goes, hey.
Yeah.
And that was it. But the difference is, Jimmy knew who it was because he called him Dave. Kang says, you're Rip Hamilton.
I told him who he was, which I'm pretty sure he knew he was right. Rip Hamilton.
Oh, yeah, I am. Thanks.
There was one moment.
Oh, my God, I am.
Here's two stories. I'll let you pick. There's one with Gator, and there's one for Stoney. Which one do you want first?
A Gator.
So he lives on the water in Fort Lauderdale, and I asked him, does he have a boat? He goes, it's the biggest effing waste of money I have ever had.
Really?
But I love it, is what he said. He goes, it's the biggest waste of money I've ever had. And then his Stoney story, Stoney's asking him, because he's a Coatesville, Pennsylvania, which is, I'm going to assume, by Philadelphia. And so Stoney's asking him about cheesesteaks, right? And so he's mentioning his favorite place. And
oh, Rip's, man, another cheesesteaks.
And Rip's like, I don't go to those big name. Those are overrated.
Right. So where did he say?
He goes, that's for tourists.
That's right. Did
he tell you where? He goes to like the corner shop or like.
But he didn't tell you which one?
No, he goes to some like party stores.
And
or
Charlie's at Oakland Mall. He goes there for cheese.
And Charlie's.
Apparently. But,
I agree with Rip.
So, yeah, Rip.
I did the tourist thing with Pat's and Gino's.
Yep.
Thought they were awful.
Yeah.
And then my buddy told me, let's go to Jim's. We went to Jim's, and Jim's was amazing.
Yeah. And so the boat, big waste of money, but he loves it. Sorry, Gates.
I will tell you.
I'm not denying it might be a waste of money. I enjoyed
that. This summer.
Well, yesterday on the lake was amazing. I enjoyed the hell out of the boat yesterday.
So I didn't fanboy too much, but it was probably one of the top five coolest experiences I've ever had.
You came in today, and I could tell you had a very good time.
I mean, that was my guy, dude, with the Pistons and 04.
Good digits, man.
He will be joining the podcast at Rieger and I
really?
Do.
Nice.
Yep. So I networked in, and he's like, I got you, man. And he's got stories. Do not bring up the fact that the Pistons traded Chauncey right after he signed an extension. Not a fan of that. Yeah, because when I mentioned, you didn't know that Allen Iverson actually canceled as our fourth? Not a fan of his either. Didn't sound like
Allen Iverson was supposed to play with you?
No, he was joking.
I was joking. And also, it doesn't sound like he was a big fan of Michael Curry.
Will all this come out on the podcast?
I sure hope so.
Ask those questions near the end.
Yes.
All right, cool. get a good big chunk and then before you piss him off.
Right.
Evan played golf with Rip Hamilton yesterday. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.